I am good, thank you, and really looking forward to, you know, kind of jumping into it because May is moving month. I guess that is the busiest season for relocation. So, you know, what I wanted to ask you about first is, you know, when people are moving, I'm sure there's a lot of other things that are on their mind, everything from, you know, switching utilities, forwarding the mail, and this, that, and the other thing, and probably, you know, the movers they hire or the moving company is not really, you know, high on their list, and I'm sure you would say that that might be the most important thing. I mean, that's literally everything you own, isn't it?
Absolutely. You want to make sure that that the company that you're entrusting all of your worldly possessions to is going to be a professional, is going to do a professional job with them, and will make sure that, that things go well with that part of the process. But you are spot on that the other elements of the move add to the complexity of it in terms of the concerns for getting, you know, the new utilities lined up, and even finding, if you're going a long distance, finding new doctor or new you know, new places of to go shopping for groceries and everything else if it's a different area.
All right. Now, what are some of the things people can do? I mean, whether it's, you know, do a little bit of research, get some things in writing. I mean, it really sounds like if you put some things in place before you do this, you're off to a good start.
Yes, that's excellent advice to make sure that you get the contracts in writing with the movers and the estimates, and certainly it's a good way to do business for a lot of different things. And planning ahead is important. We did start with National Moving Month in May because it really is the start of the moving season that lasts throughout the summer months as people move while school is out during the summer. And this, it's important to plan ahead and spend some time thinking about what you're going to do, researching the companies that you're going to work with, talk to friends that may have used the same moving company or that may have an experience with that, check out their Better Business Bureau rankings, see if they you know, if they have a good record. If you're, you know, we do encourage you to use a local mover that's near to your area so that you can drive by and make sure that there's an actual facility there that has equipment that would be able to actually do the work for you and make sure you know who you're dealing with in that sense.
All right, another interesting advice I thought was, you know, for your truly very valuable items, you know, you might just take those with you. If you have something that you think is, you know, these are the precious, irreplaceable things, then, hey, maybe you take care of them, especially if they're not very big things anyways.
That is great advice. If you have things that you can take with you that aren't that large in terms of your own personal vehicle if you're driving somewhere or, you know, even if it's a suitcase that you're getting on an airplane, you definitely want to take your jewelry with you. If you've got, you know, money, currency, coin collection, you know, things that are small but very valuable. Things that are irreplaceable, your photo albums, the things like that are worth taking with you just to make sure that nothing can go wrong with those.
All right. Scott, what are some of the warning signs, you know, of a road mover where you might look into some things and go, this doesn't sound good, I'm walking away?
Sure. One of the key things to look for is just making sure that they have a physical facility and that they're being clear about what the company is and where they're located. You want to make sure that they have a license. So you do need to have a moving license to operate across state lines from the federal government. So if they don't have a license, that's certainly a warning sign. Sometimes the movers are reluctant to come to your home to give you an in-person estimate to take a look at what actually they're going to move, and that's certainly a red flag to look for if they're reluctant to do that. There are some movers that are able to do an estimate based on a video that you may send of the items, but you know, certainly any concerns that you have about them not being able to answer any questions about what's going to happen is a concern. And when the mover shows up to your door, if they have an unmarked truck, that certainly could be a red flag that there may be something going strange here.
I'm sure, you know, there are some stories that you can share of what can go wrong, some awful stories of people that arrived at their home and they're waiting for the movers to come. people, but sometimes, you know, the facts are the facts, aren't they?
They are, and you know, the good news is that the vast majority of moves don't have that kind of a problem. The complaint numbers have been going down the last few years, and are just a fraction of a percent of the moves where something does go wrong. But there have been a few cases like that where the mover doesn't doesn't provide the service that you're looking for. We had a case that we just heard about last week down in Atlanta where a woman hired someone on Craigslist and they didn't really check out the company, and turns out it wasn't really a legitimate company. It was just someone that had a stolen U-Haul truck that showed up at her door and loaded everything up and drove off with it and never was heard from again. They did find the stolen U-Haul somewhere emptied out by the side of the road. I think she was able to get one box back somehow, but everything else was gone, and it's because it wasn't a legitimate company. She didn't do the research and didn't know who she was dealing with.
Also, finally, probably people shouldn't be worried about, you know, insulting or offending anybody by doing their homework or their background check, because obviously, you know, you would think a reputable company or a reputable mover would basically be, you know, agreeable to that and say, hey, yeah, I've got nothing to hide. You know, check me out. If you're on the level, you probably respect that the consumer is just trying to protect themselves.
That's absolutely right. The professional movers out there will make sure that they're allaying your concerns, addressing any problems that you might have, and should be quite open to sharing their credentials with you. They should be proud of the fact that they have a license. If they've been certified by the American Moving and Storage Association as a pro mover, they certainly should be proud of that and displaying the pro mover seal and letting people know that they have met that credential and have been certified. And those types of things are something that professional movers should be proud of and should not be afraid of telling consumers about.
All right, and finally, Scott, if people would like some more information, where would you direct them?
Our website, which is www.moving.org, is really a good place to start for any kinds of moving tips to help you prepare for the process. You can find lists of professional movers that we've screened on that website, and just a checklist of things to look for, just a lot of good information there. So again, www.moving.org.
All right. Hey, Scott, good talking to you again this year. I hope people certainly heed your advice, and all goes well.
I appreciate it, Kevin. Thanks a lot.